This is New England Public Radio News. A wellness program in Western Massachusetts links together community resources to help people improve their health. It took a few years to get rolling and will have to end without new funding. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
The awkwardly titled Prevention and Wellness Trust Fund was set up in 2012 as part of a Massachusetts law to reduce healthcare costs. The idea was make it easy for the medical, school, and fitness worlds to communicate with each other. That way, when doctors notice a chronic problem like asthma or heart disease, they can trigger a home visit by a community health worker. Or someone from the YMCA will call a family to offer classes. Pediatrician Vinnie Biggs is involved with the Holyoke program, one of 9 locations around the state.
It gives us the ability to support our patients much more efficiently.
Before this program, Biggs says, he might identify a problem like asthma and urge patients to go home and look for the cause.
I could write a letter for the family so they could go to the landlord and say, you know, please remove the carpets because we think that's a trigger for the patient. But that puts the onus completely on the family to have to do that.
Whereas community health workers like Aldenis Garcia can be more proactive.
Basically, I go look under the sink, if there's any dripping water, you know, open up the shower with their permission to see if there's any mold, any mildew. We look for any mice droppings.
And once they find a problem, the health worker will contact the landlord directly.
Usually the landlords will come out and, you know, take care of it.
What's your name?
David.
David? And you're here for asthma, huh?
A 4-year-old boy in an exam room at the Holyoke Health Center distracts himself with a Spider-Man video game. His mom, Vionnet, who asked to keep their last name private, is scheduling a home visit. She's eager to find out why her son's asthma has gotten so bad.
If I have something around the house that's causing it, I want to know so I could help him with that.
She's already cleaned the curtains and removed the rugs.
But it's not the rugs. It has to be something else.
She says her son was first hospitalized for asthma 2 years ago, but no one told her about the community wellness program until now.
If I would have knew a long time ago, I would have had the help.
Although the program began 5 years ago, Garcia, the community health worker, says sign-up has been slow.
When I first came on board, you know, we would call a family and they were like, kind of like, no, like, because they don't know who I am, you know, and they don't know what a community health worker is.
And some were suspicious they'd have to pay for the services. Now Garcia says he works with about 30 families in Holyoke. A state report found the program improved people's health and saved money. But it's not clear how long it will go on. It was funded by a fee on insurance companies and large hospitals. That ended last July, in part due to opposition from insurers, says State Representative Aaron Vega.
At certain points, industries like insurance are going to be your partners, and at certain points, they're not going to be your partners.
Vega says he tried to get legislators to re-up the program last summer, but they couldn't agree how to pay for it.
The program's definitely in a dire strait right now.
One possibility in the next state budget is a new tax on flavored cigars. No one is crazy about this funding method. There's the irony of selling tobacco products to fund a health program. And Vega says it's not clear how much revenue will come from such a niche market. But he says it could serve as a budget placeholder until a better option comes along.
The policies of it is to keep the idea at the forefront.
A state spokesperson did not respond to questions on whether the Massachusetts Health Department has advocated for the Prevention and Wellness Trust Fund. In Holyoke, providers say they'll stretch the funding through June. If the program has to shut down, even temporarily, health workers like Garcia worry it will be hard to get it rolling again, especially when it comes to building relationships with families.
You have something there, and then all of a sudden you're just going to take it away. They're going to be like, well, I'm not going to trust them again, or they're not going to go with it.
For now, community health workers are still making appointments and promoting better habits and conditions where they can.
And I see you the 12th. If not, just call me and let me know, okay?
Gracias. Okay, thank you.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.